Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Brother David Wild. Welcome again to Bible 101. And today we're going to continue speaking on this world and the way the Holy Spirit shows us things. We're going to start off in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1, and it reads, Yah, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Speaking on what he says in times past, he spoke to us by the prophets, largely, you know. Whereas in this times, with the parting of the Holy Spirit, he speaks unto us in this manner, more so than by the prophets. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, reads, And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yah, to them who are called according to his purpose. So everything that we go through, everything that we learn while we're here on this earth, while we're in this flesh, works good for us. When we are called by Yah and do things that are according to his purpose. Even the bad things that we go through, the bad experiences that we go through, are learning lessons. They're life lessons for us. There's some good in it. We just have to find it. Listen to his Holy Spirit and find it, you know, and trust in him. Because he speaks to us, and we just have to listen. Next verse is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, and it reads, Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, self-explanatory. Everything must be proven. We just cannot accept things that people say. We just can't accept. We just can't accept things that people say without proving them. And even if there is some error in what people say, take the good away from it and hold on to that. The book of Romans, once again, chapter 1, verse 20. And this is the thing, we'll call it, for lack of a better term, for what we're going through right now. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, according to this, if we want to know about the Most High, about Yah, about anything that is in the unseen, the world that is to come, what we must do is understand the world that is. The Messiah had a talk with Nicodemus, and he told him about being born again. And Nicodemus said to him, his response was, "Must I enter into my mother's womb again?" To which the Messiah responded, "I'm speaking to you of earthly things, and you don't understand it. How then are you going to understand the heavenly things?" You know, paraphrase. In order for us to understand the heavenly things, we must first understand the earthly things. This is our training ground. This is our proving ground, so to speak. This is the schoolmaster. This is us. This is preparing us for the world that is to come. There's different things within this world that we have to understand. Government, sciences, which we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about science today. Songs, dance, everything. How to interact with one another. We learn those things now, and we take on these traits and these properties now when we learn about the fruits of the Spirit, certain traits and properties that He wants within us now, so that when we come to Him, it'll be there. We'll be like Him. We'll understand. So today we're going to talk a little bit about energy, what energy is, and, you know, just science in general. So, I'm going to be reading some stuff from Wikipedia, and this topic is under energy. And it says, in physics, energy is a property of objects which can be transferred to other objects or converted into different forms, but cannot be created or destroyed. Now, when you think about something that cannot be created or destroyed, what do you think of?
something that just exists. You can't kill it. You can't birth it. You know? It's just there. You know? It doesn't have a beginning, and it doesn't have an end. It just exists. So when you think about the Most High, He doesn't have a beginning. He doesn't have an end. He just is. He just exists. And He is what we call energy. Matter of fact, one of the definitions for the Hebrew word Al or El is energy, force, powers, you know, power, or Elohim, or Elohim would be the plural form of it, forces, powers, energies, you know. And the thing that baffles me sometimes is that when you think about that, one thing scientists are always looking for is what they call the God particle. You know, the beginning of everything. But they actually found it. You know, but through sundry times, the Most High spoke to the prophets, but now He speaks to us by His Spirit. If they had the Spirit of the Most High, they would understand. But they miss it because they're so into philosophy and this is their God. But they don't understand that science was put here to make us understand the Most High. The discovery of certain things were there to make us understand the Most High. So as it says, these energies, this energy, right, cannot be created, cannot be destroyed, right? It said it can be transferred to other objects or converted into different forms. Now, think about something that the Messiah said. He said, I and my Father are one. Right? But then again, He said, I proceeded to come forth from my Father. So, what happened was, there was a transference or a conversion of energy. This energy that could not be created or destroyed took and transferred or converted a part of itself, and it became a different form. Because those powers for Elohim, the Messiah said that the Father is greater than He. Even though they're one, the Father is greater than He. There's separation of the two. It's a distinction between the two. Separation might not have been a good word, but that's what happened. part of the Most High separated from itself. It duplicated itself. In science, they would call that mitosis, when a single-celled organism splits itself. You know? But anyway, He proceeded forth from Him and became something all on its own. Okay? Go down a little bit. all of the forms of energy, all of the many forms of energy, are convertible to other kinds of energy and obey the conservation of energy. Common energy forms include kinetic energy, which is the energy it takes to move something, called energy in motion, basically. Potential energy, which is energy that is stored up within you. Elastic energy, which is energy that causes something to stretch, that's produced by stretching. Chemical energy is a release of heat from a chemical. And thermal energy is energy that's a release of heat also, but is due to an actual heat source, so to speak, where chemical energy is the mixing of two chemicals and it releases off of the energy, normally in the form of heat, but it could be like a gas or something like that, where thermal energy is just straight heat, you know, like what you would get from a fire, basically. It gives off heat. Now think about that now. You have a fire. Say you start a fire. This fire is giving off heat. It's giving off all this energy, this thermal energy. But this energy isn't going away. It's not being destroyed. It's just being transferred. It never goes anywhere. It's not destroyed. It's just converted to another form. And you can see that when you actually look at the fire and you see those heat waves coming off of it. That's the conversion of this energy coming off of this one source. So the Messiah proceeded forth from the Father, and he said, I can only do what I see my Father do. So he proceeds to make sons of his own. And these sons are called angels. We call them angels, our brethren. So he proceeded to bring forth things of himself. Okay? Now, for closed systems, back in the Wikipedia, for closed systems, the first law of thermodynamics states that a system's energy is constant unless energy is transferred in or out by work or heat, and that no energy is lost in its transfer. So basically what it's saying is that the energy that you have for a machine or whatever system that you have is constant. Even though it's transferring energy out or in, you have a constant flow of energy. Right? Think of it like this. The life energy that's within you, it takes energy to move your legs, move your arms, to shake, smile, do any action that we do during the day. All right? But there's no loss within that energy. It's constant. Even though you're working, that life force is still there, working. It's constant, you know? This means that it's impossible to create or destroy energy. Now, the second law of thermodynamics states that all systems doing work
always lose some energy as waste heat.
Now, this is speaking of as we work, as we're walking and working and doing things, sometimes we perspire. Sometimes we give off heat, like when we're exercising and working, our bodies heat up, and it causes a transfer of heat to leave us. Our life force isn't going anywhere, but it's a transfer of heat that leaves us. It's waste energy, because the body has to dissipate this heat, or else it will overheat. It can't keep that amount of energy in there, so it has to release it. We're still alive, but it has to release it. Alright? Or else it might have a negative effect on us. You know, anybody who's ever been overheated, you know, understands the effects of our body holding within heat, you know, where we have to get a cooling agent, we have to drink some water, you know, we have to get a frozen cup or something like that, something to cool us down, cold shower or something to stop us from overheating, all right? But he says this is waste energy. This creates a limit to the amount of energy that can do the amount of energy that can do work by a heating process, a limit called available energy. Now, what they call waste heat, this is energy that is detrimental, right? So the Messiah proceeded forth and said, I can only do the things that my Father has done. So he proceeded to make things in his image, his likeness. We call them angels. Well, some of these angels had to be wasted, so to speak. Because they got bold and big-headed and they became a detriment to the whole. So the same way that our body gives off heat to keep the body within a balance, there were angelic beings who disrupted a balance. So they had to be removed. We call those beings the adversary, the devil, Satan, his minions. They're the waste heat that was given off by this energy. To save the whole, he had to separate these ones who were detrimental to the body. Right? Back to Wikipedia. living organisms require available energy to stay alive. Such as the energy humans get from food. Civilizations get energy it needs from energy resources such as fossil fuels. The process of the Earth's climate and ecosystem are driven by the radiant energy Earth receives from the sun and the geothermal energy contained within the Earth. All right. So, what happened is, sometimes you'll hear in the news, they have what they call, and one of the big debates that Congress talks about is what they call renewable energy, where, you know, wind energy is a renewable energy because the wind always blows. The wind don't stop blowing. So it's not something we have to dig in the ground and have a limit for. Well, that's what the Messiah did when he created man and put that energy within us. It's a renewable source. Sometimes we get down. Sometimes we get frustrated. See, but the Messiah said, work for 6 days. For 6 days, you give off all this energy. You work, you deplete your energy, deplete your energy, deplete your energy. But for the seventh day, you rest. So what does the rest do? It renews your energy. It's a renewable source. So every 7 days, you're supposed to stop and renew your source. That's what you're supposed to do. Every 7 days, boom, 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 stop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, stop. Renew the source. Get back within this source. Something the Messiah said, he gave us a parable. This parable is located in Matthew chapter 12. We're going to start at verse 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return unto my house from which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Now, this parable is talking about a person who had an unclean spirit in him, and he leaves. It gets out of him. But because, you know, first and foremost, that you'll notice, this unclean spirit doesn't die. Okay? It goes out into the world. Goes out looking for rest. It's looking for a place it can inhabit. But can't find that. So it goes back to the place that it knows, all right? Now, energy can't be transferred. That's what we were talking about. It can't be created or destroyed. So this energy that this unclean spirit can't be created, can't be destroyed. So it just goes out, tries to find another spot, can't, and it comes back. Now, what it said was, energy can be transferred and converted. So what does this unclean spirit do? It goes out and gets seven others that's like him. I believe it says seven. Yep. Seven other spirits that's like him. So you have a conversion of these spirits. Think of it this way. We have what's called molecules and atoms. So you have two hydrogen atoms, and it attaches to one oxygen atom. So you have the formula, what they call formula H2O, which forms water. So you have two hydrogen atoms and attaches to two oxygen atoms, H2O2, which forms what's called hydrogen peroxide. So within the world, atoms grab onto each other and they converge and form different things. Same way with these spirits. They grab onto one another and form a different thing. Alright? I believe in the word. The matter of fact, let me look it up. Bear with me for 1 second. In the book of Mark, chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 5. And it reads, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in tombs, crying. Wait a minute. No. We're going to start at verse 1. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. Now understand this. This isn't this man that has the ability to do this. Because a man on his own does not have the ability to rip iron apart. Okay? Rip fetters and chains apart. Men can be bound. But now you have energy within you that is transferring its energy to you, which causes extra work to be done, extra power, extra force. You understand what I'm saying? Think about when the word said the Holy Spirit came upon Samson and he ripped a lion in half with his hands. Well, demonic spirits have that same ability. It's a transfer of energy, a transfer of power. Verse 5. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. This man was being tormented by these spirits. Why? We'll get that later. Verse 6. But when he saw Yahusha afar off, he ran up and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Yahushua, thou son of the Most High El? I adjure thee by Yah that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. So what happened? that unclean spirit left. He was gone. And it attached to seven more that were more wicked than him. Well, what if this happens multiple times? Because that energy doesn't go anywhere. It's not destroyed. It can't be destroyed right now. So it goes out and it wanders and it's looking for a place where it can rest, where it can inhabit. But it don't find none. But it attaches, like we talked about with the molecules, H2O, H2O2. It attaches and it brings it back. And the state of this man is worse than it was in the beginning. Verse 10, and he besought him much that he would not send them, that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, you understand who was talking? You understand who was worshiping? Wasn't that man worshiping? Was not that man worshiping? Those demons had to show proper respect, proper authority to the Son of the Most High. Or else they were going to get tormented. Verse 12. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Yahushua gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. So, understand, these spirits can augment you. They can change you. There's plenty of documentation when the spirit came upon Samson and all his feats. Think about Elijah. Elijah was on top of the mountain praying for rain. And he told the king, leave now, rain coming. The king got into a chariot, into a horse-drawn chariot, and left with a head start. It said the spirit came over Elijah so much so that he started running. He's on his feet, and he outran the horse that had a head start with the king in it. Wow. Transference of energy. Go back to Matthew. All right. And it says, he says, I will return to my house which I came. And when he has come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Now, what happened is one energy left. Now, what needs to happen is that you replace that energy that had left. You need to replace it with another energy. All right? In this world, we have positive and negative. Positive energy, negative energy. We find that out with molecules also. There's a positive side and a negative side. That's how batteries work. You know? The electrons are, you know, the negative side. Well, there's a positive field to a battery too. All right. Think about this thing. These spirits cannot be destroyed. Think about how they are alive and they whisper and they talk to you. Think about the tormenting that this man was going through. He's cutting himself and doing all kinds of stuff. You know? They're whispering and they're talking to you. They put a thought within your head. How is it that we combat that? See, because these energies, they don't go away. How do we go about combating these things? Well, back to our opening verse. Yah, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in two times past, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So, the same way that this negative spirit is blabbing in your ear, well, there's a positive one blabbing in the ear too. Which one are you going to listen to? Who are you going to put your work in for? Are you going to be like this man and Mark, who couldn't be tamed, who did these awesome feats by the power of Legion? Or are you going to be like Samson and Elijah, who did awesome things by the power of Yah? What energy are you going to allow convert you? Which energy are you going to take on? Because once the house is swept and garnished, something has to be there. Something has to be there. Something has to dwell there. The reason why we're speaking on these demons whispering to you and speaking to you is because we're still talking about energy. Sound is energy. Our voice is an energy. So is their voices, all right? They have the study of sound is called acoustics, you know. But it's an energy. So one of the things that the Bible really speaks on is the guarding of the tongue. The things we say. And really, the manner in which we say it. Okay? We really have to be careful about the things we say and the manner in which we say it being hurtful to one another. Because, once again, once we put that energy out there, it's not going to be destroyed. I've hurt people in the past. And one person in particular I hurt in the past who really held on to a lot of things that I've said over the years. And again, which energy are you going to pick? Because as much hurt as I've done and I've said, as much harm and as much venom as I've spewed, I've spewed just as much healing, just as many apologies, just as many I'm sorry's and thank you's and I appreciate you and this, that, and another over the years. But again, which one are you going to choose? Are you going to allow that Holy Spirit to be your guide, be your energy? Or are you going to allow the others? You know, a lot of times when, you know, looking at these, reading up on physics and different types of energies, you know, most of these studies really affect, most of these energies are the type, they deal with your five senses. You know, you have optical energy, which deals with light and, you know, your eyes, the things you see. You have acoustics, which is sound, the things you hear. You have mechanical energy, which is the things you do, you know. And thermodynamic energy, which is heat, something that you can feel. You know, even so much as pneumatics, you know, how you breathe the air, you know. But, I'm just going to end it right here. And I hope, and my prayer is for people not to misconstrue anything that I'm saying. I hope that people understand that spirits are real. Yah is real. Satan is real. And it's a battle for your soul. We are capable of things that we could only dream of by the spirit, whether it be demonic spirit or whether it be the Holy Spirit. I am advocating the Holy Spirit. I am not advocating the demonic spirit. Right? I'm going to die in Yahweh. I said it once, say it again. I'm dying in Yahweh. But I hope that this has been a blessing to you. I hope that Yahweh opens your eyes, opens your ears, and reveals things within this world about himself to you. Increase your understanding, increase your wisdom, and your learning as he's helping and helping me. You know, so, once again, this is Brother Daywild. Thank you for joining me. Yahweh bless you and keep you. Have a great, great, great day always. Shalom.
From the inside. that, and I had no business doing it. No church or no Bible study ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your Son will wash me from my sins, clean this house, yeah, from the inside out.
I need you to restore me,
take away my
sometimes, and
yeah,
I can introduce you to the best cleaner alive. Every now and then we all go through a little strife,
yeah,
but if you let Him, He will change your life. Now I can hear you saying that life's been rough.